Do the jurisdictional arguments have to be preserved, or is there something different? Is there something different about immigration court than, say, federal court? And if the answer is yes, is it enough to just say on the record, you know, we know which way this is going, but just to state, we think that the court does not have jurisdiction.
Absolutely. There's no reason to aggravate a judge, okay? Don't just sit there and say, hey, I'm going to spend 30 minutes talking about jurisdiction. Now, if you want to, and that's all you've got, knock yourself out. But for preservation purposes, the Fifth Circuit and most of the other circuits say you've got to raise it. And if you've raised an issue, even in briefing or in person, you know, the courts are going to find that you have preserved it. So you can make an oral argument. Hey, on oral motion, I'm hereby arguing that Pereira, the jurisdiction's not valid. If you want to write a brief, you can. But on this stop time rule, this is really, really bad. The board's wrong on this, and they only won by, I think, one vote. I think one vote swings another way. And you might have a different decision here. And so that's a pretty close call at the board, especially today's board. For six judges or board members on today's board to write a dissenting opinion, there's merit to the dissent. Okay. Only question regarding that? All righty. The next case is something that sort of affects all of us who do removal proceedings or anyone who does an adjustment of status. Is a Texas theft a crime of moral turpitude? Most of us would say yes, right? But remember, when it comes to the categorical approach, we don't use what the person did. We don't use common sense or logic. We look at just the statute. The categorical approach says you look at only the statute. Theft has a common law definition. You compare Texas's statute to the common law definition. The common law definition of theft is to permanently deprive someone of their property. And in fact, the board has held for many, many, many years that the only state theft offenses that are going to be considered to be crimes of moral turpitude are state statutes that require that when you steal, that you intend to permanently deprive someone of their property. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is not every state defines theft in that fashion, including Texas. In Texas, you are guilty of theft if you are depriving someone permanently of their property, or you are doing so under circumstances in which the owner's property rights are substantially eroded. Ooh. Way broader than common law definition of theft. So why is this case important? Because the board decided, again, back in 2016, in Lizarraga, knock yourself out. 26 INN decision 847 BIA 2016. In this case, the board said, look, people are getting away with theft. Aliens are getting away with theft because so many state statutes do not require just a permanent deprivation. So many states, like Texas, say permanent deprivation or a deprivation that seriously or substantially erodes the property rights. And so the board declared that from now on, and from now on means 2016 when the board rendered its decision, from now on, theft doesn't have to be just permanent deprivation of property. From now on, theft to be moral turpitude can be permanent deprivation or deprivation where the rights are substantially eroded. So why am I talking about this case? And which case am I talking about? I'm talking about Gustavo Montellan Camargo. This is your Fifth Circuit case. The reason I'm talking about this case is that the Diaz-Larrazaga decision basically stated that they are creating a new rule.